Most of our floodplain is not publicly accessible. We have a few windows on the floodplain from the Annapolis River Bridge at Skag Springs Road, where it crosses the Wheatfield Fork. That's one place you can view it. Twin Bridges has a bridge across the Wheatfield Fork and the South Fork. You have a little window. And of course, Highway 1, you can see two floodplains, one at Mill Bend, which may become public property soon, or at least conservation land, and the floodplain at Wallala Point. Northern California floodplains are a little different from floodplains in the central and southern part of the state, in that most of ours are forested. The Russian River historically had a lot of grassy, marshy plains. From north of the Russian River all the way to the Pacific Northwest, most of our floodplains are forested, and if they're not, they probably were converted to agriculture, but their normal condition is to have woody vegetation. And under that woody vegetation is a lot of low, brushy, and herbaceous vegetation that clings to the ground and provides a lot of roughness at the ground surface. And that's important because it's that roughness, that dense tangle of stems and shoots near the ground, that acts as friction for floodwaters that go over the ground and trap the sediment, pull it out of the water, and then the plant's roots grow in it and stabilize it. That's one of the most basic functions of the floodplain, to keep fine sediment that overflows the bank from staying in the main channel. Once it goes over bank, it reaches the grasp of the low-growing vegetation, the ground layer vegetation. If it's undisturbed, if it's standing up, it will hold on to that sediment, and when the floodwaters recede, the water drains out of the floodplain a lot clearer than it came in. And you can see that now. The river is, if you look at the water color and transparency changes, it's gone from that sort of cafe latte cocoa brown from last week to sort of olive tan color, and now it's getting to that green olive transition, and pretty soon it'll be aqua blue.